Over the course of the summer, we'll be sailing with Captain Fatty Goodlander. Captain Fatty is the editor-at-large of Cruising World magazine. He sent us a communique from aboard his sailboat, the Wildcard.
Ahoy. You know, I'm often asked, after a lifetime of sailing offshore and circumnavigating, which are my favorite destinations on our watery planet? And I always mention both Beveridge and Minerva Reefs in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, not for what they have, but for what they lack. There's no people there, no dirt dwellers. They're completely devoid of humanity. Even stranger, both Beveridge and Minerva have no land. They're landless atolls. They were islands, but gradually the tops of them eroded away, and they began to gradually sink beneath the surface of the sea. Luckily, their fringing, frothing coral reefs grew up faster than their islands sank down. Thus, there is a beautiful, pristine anchorage with 360 degrees of protection from ocean waves, but no land anywhere, except, of course, straight down 50 or 100 feet or so. And they're usually deserted, these lovely, lonely atolls, save for the occasional passing sea gypsy, such as myself. We find them utter magic. Tranquil, tiny green lakes in the middle of a deep blue sea, completely devoid of people, yet teeming with life above and below the surface. Since we have no schedule, since the ocean voyage itself is our ultimate destination, my wife Carolyn and I often spend a month or so within their warm, sweet, watery embrace. Whales regularly come here to calf. In the 3 weeks we were anchored at Beveridge, there was never a time when, if we were still and quiet, that we couldn't hear whales softly blowing within our lagoon. Sharks, of course, are also ever-present. Every day we swim, and that means every day we swim with sharks. We try not to hassle them, and they don't hassle us. But if one shark gets circling tighter and tighter or gets a little too aggressive, we just slowly retreat to our dinghy. Because you don't want to try and outswim a shark any more than you want to try and outrun a bear. You know, it's strange to be in the water with such an evil, callous, fearsome predator, but luckily the sharks don't seem to mind. The sad reality is, if life were actually fair and just, sharks would immediately eat us on sight, for it is us who slice off their fins and leave them to die in tilted, sinking agony. It is us who is killing, murdering, mutually shared planet, not them. But most sharks are, thankfully, a lot better mannered than most people. Time seems to stand still here. We eat, we sleep, we make slow, gentle love. The big picture is easy to see. Things seem in balance. There's a yin and a yang. We seem in harmony. Answers seem clear, especially at night, under a canopy of stars so close we have to be careful not to breathe on them. What is life, really, but a series of moments, some precious, some not? For National Public Radio, I'm Captain Fatty Goodlander, reminding you to mind the rudder or meet the rock.
You can track Captain Fatty's progress on the Wildcard and hear more of his essays at our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.